This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day today. It's a marvelous day in the kingdom of God. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping. The sun is a reflection of the Trinity. The Father is the source, Jesus is the light, and the Holy Spirit is the heat. We need all three of them to come into union with God. Father, pour out your power into our heart and embolden our will. Jesus, pour out your wisdom into our intellect and fill us with the mind of Christ. Holy Spirit, come breathe a ruha in our breath and fill our memory with your love today. We are on day number 6 of the School of the Holy Spirit. Right now I'm in a beautiful gazebo at Anna Maria College, and everyone is being trained and taught in the prophetic today. Yesterday, we were being taught on the gift of tongues. Molsana marana masinkova, resana mase rosolose. That in the early church, there was not a charismatic branch. All believers on the day of Pentecost began to pray in tongues, began to prophesy, began to operate in the power of God. Because when Jesus came, he didn't come to install a set of rules. He came to instill the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And when the kingdom came, the Holy Spirit gives us gifts. What are the gifts to do? They're to edify the believer. They're to be used for evangelization. And they're to be displayed that the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is now. So today, we're in 1 Corinthians 14:1. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is when we give ourselves over to the Holy Spirit and God uses us as a pure vessel to speak his word, to speak his heart through us. When we prophesy, what are we? We're releasing the decrees of heaven. We're releasing the word of God. You know, we want to prophesy not only for our glory, never for our glory, but when we prophesy with a pure heart to lead people into the heart of the Father. I remember at the School of the Holy Spirit, when I heard the first prophecy over my life, that I was prophesied over by the speaker that I would be leading thousands of people into the kingdom of God, that God would be using me for his power to heal the sick, to evangelize, to release the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, to preach the gospel to all corners of the world. When I heard that prophecy, you know, our destiny is already with. When you look at a seed, the whole plant, all the fruit it's going to bear is already contained in the seed. So when I heard that prophecy, it activated something in me because I knew it was truth. I had been looking for truth my whole life. When I found Jesus, I found truth. But when the Spirit of God began to speak through me, through the prophets, I understood that God sees me, that God knows me, that God has a plan for my life that's far better than my plan, and that God still speaks today. You know, a little later in Corinthians, the Bible tells us, if an unbeliever comes while people are prophesying, the secrets of his heart are disclosed. And so, falling on his face, he will worship God and declare that God is really among you. The prophecy is for the unbeliever, that, and it's for the believer as it builds up the church. But it, when you come in and an unbeliever comes into a meeting and all of a sudden you get an image or you get an impression from God or God begins to prophesy through you and the secrets of the heart are laid bare, they will know that God is real. Because there's times where someone may heard Jesus loves you, but they never really encountered the power of God. But when you read someone's mail, when Jesus reveals something that happened in their childhood, the destiny for their future, the heart of the Father through prophecy, then all of a sudden it is a direct encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And they know that God not only knows them, not only sees them, but God has plans for them. And it is very powerful. You know, how do we prophesy? A couple ways. The most way and the most predominant way is God speaks through thoughts, right? This is how God speaks to us. So we have three voices we hear every day. We have the voice of God. We have the voice of the enemy, the devil, and we have our own voice. So when it's a voice of the devil, it's usually very clear. And his plan is for us to come into agreement with it. We have our own voice, and we have the voice of God. So the only way to discern the voice of God in our thoughts, speaks to us through thoughts, is the more you spend time with someone, the better you know their voice. So as we come into a divine intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, connecting us to the heart of the Father, we begin to know the ways, the voice, and the thoughts of the Lord Jesus. There's no shortcuts to learning someone's voice besides being intimate and spending time with them. It's like if you are married and your husband or your wife calls, even if you don't know the caller ID and you answer, you're going to know their voice because you spend so much time together, right? So as we spend time in the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to cultivate a relationship where we know the voice of the Lord when he speaks through us. You know, another way the prophetic works is the Holy Spirit may give us inspirations that we are inspired to do or say something, or visions, that we have a vision in our imagination, a holy vision, that we might see, we could see a car driving down the road, and we ask the Lord for interpretation, right? We ask the Lord, what does this mean? And the Lord may say, you know, I am accelerating you in the Spirit, whatever it is. But this is about relationship with the Lord. So as the Lord shows us something, we want to ask the Lord, Lord, for an interpretation. What are you trying to show me? And what do you want to relay to the person that I am speaking to? You know, and as we get the word of God, we know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Our tongue has the ability to create or destroy. So even we want to prophesy the word of God, because the word of God never returns void. When the word of God is released, it goes into the spiritual realm and it begins to manifest what it says. The word of God always does its job. So we can not only prophesy and to people, but we can be inspired with the rhema word of God and begin to prophesy into the atmosphere. You see, the word of God, it's a boomerang, and it manifests what you speak. So we can prophesy provision over our life, that I am filled with the power of God. It is whatever the Holy Spirit inspires you to speak. You speak it to the people, and you speak it to the church, and you speak it into the atmosphere. See, before Glory Night, I begin to pray in tongues. Mosana marena makinta vorosa masanto severe sana masante rosa base. So the gift of tongues, what it does, it's just like a jackhammer, ba 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 ba, and it puts me in the presence of God, but it also begins to fill me with the Holy Spirit and reveal the thoughts of God. So then I know what to declare. As I pray in tongues, the Spirit prays through us, and we begin to know precise prayers to pray. So we hit the mark. Father, I thank you. You are going before me, and you are releasing the angelic realm into the house of God tonight. Father, I thank you that every plan of the enemy is being destroyed, that there's a wall of fire around the church forming by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, Rona Masintava, even over the radio, the broadcast, that the river of God is beginning to flow through the radio upon everyone, Lord. So Rama, say that healing is breaking out. The river of healing is beginning to flow. That you're filling your people with fire. So Rosana Masiante. See, the Catholic faith knows that Jesus didn't come you know, just to install a good set of moral rules that we live by. It is so we are reconnected to the divine life of the Trinity, that we are surrounded by God, and God seeks and created us for divine intimate union with Him, that we have the authority and we have the power, and we are the vessels of grace being used by God to release His love, to release His kingdom. You are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. And as you say a word in faith, as you prophesy over people, those prophecies will always come true. Those prophecies will come to pass. Hallelujah, Lord. You are God's delivery system for relaying His voice. Like, how great is that? How great is that? But our first job is to love God and be loved by God. It's not about the gifts. It's about divine union and intimacy with God. But as we become one with the Lord Jesus Christ, then the gifts flow out of us. And the gifts are just tools and means to bring people deeper and deeper into the kingdom. See, when God gives someone a gift, God gives you the gift of healing. That gift is not for you. That gift is to be released upon everyone you come across. And people want the gifts, but the more gifts God gives you, the more you become a sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ, laying your life down for everyone else, as Jesus did, laying your life down for the church, laying your life down for other believers. You know, the more God blesses you, the more you are called to be a blessing to others, and your life becomes a sacrifice, right? If you want to move in the Spirit, the more you die to yourself, the more you live to Christ, the more you share in His sufferings, but the more you partake in His glory, right? We want Jesus Christ to be the center of our worlds. We don't want ourselves to be the center of the world. When I am the center of my life, then everything comes with struggle. Because when Jesus wants me to go pray, my flesh might not want. Jesus wants me to go pray for someone, I might say, well, what if they say no? How is this going to make me look? If Jesus wants me to give, it's going to be, well, do I have enough money? How is this going to affect me? But when Jesus is the center of your life, if Jesus tells you to go pray for this person, even if he rejects me, it's all for your glory anyways. If the Lord tells me to give, Lord, you are the king. I am a servant of your kingdom. You own everything. I'm just stewarding what you give me. It's all yours anyways. I'm excited to give so this person can be built up in the Spirit, right? So these gifts of prophecy, these gifts of praying in tongues, it allows us to be more effective in the kingdom, and it allows us to hit the mark. See, there's a word of God which is so important that we need to know what Jesus says in the Bible. We need to know what the Bible says. But we also need to have the rhema word of God. We need to have the ability to hear from the Holy Spirit. If we need to know what job to get, what car to buy, these things we cannot find in the Bible. These things are cultivated with a divine relationship with the Trinity, that we hear the word of God. Because God is so intimate with you, He wants to be infused in every decision you make through your day. He wants to pick the clothes you wear, the route you take driving to work, the people you speak to, because you want to become nothing so that God is everything. We want to be an empty vessel so that God can fill us. The Bible says the pure in heart will see God. So as we see God, we need to become more pure in heart. We need to let the fire of God begin to sanctify us, because the purer we are, the greater our vision is to be able to see God. And so how does God purify us? He puts us in situations that we have the ability to exercise faith and die to ourselves. So we make our own crosses. Will, when my will crosses the will of God. And if it's the will of God if it's happening. So someone persecutes me, someone lies about me. instead of this raising up this big stink in me and becoming a victim, I just say, Fiat, Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. And I get to show heroic virtue by praying for that person. In the kingdom of God, everything is an opportunity, right? Everything becomes an opportunity, and it all purifies us. Because there's the human will, which all evil is released through. When Anthony does what Anthony wants, there's no evil that is not released through the human will. But there is no divinity or sanctity that is not released through God's divine will. That when I do what the Lord inspires me to do, no matter how hard it is like fire, and it is burning out my humanity, and it is releasing God's divinity within me. And it is making me holy. It is putting God's power into me. And it is allowing me to die to myself so I can live for Jesus Christ. I've said this many times. I usually know it's God's voice because he's calling me something to do something that I really don't want to do. Because the flesh wars with the spirit. It's not in the natural man to want to lay down their life for other people. It's not in the natural man to want to give to the kingdom abundantly. It's not in the natural man in the flesh to want to fast. But as the Lord calls us to do it, it may be not be pleasing for the moment, but what it is doing, it is stretching our soul, and it is allowing us to contain more of God. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We are either led by our flesh, the world, or the Spirit. When we are led by the Spirit, we fade away into nothing, and then God becomes our everything. All you need to do, God is what God is calling you to do, moment by moment. The God rebukes me when I begin to live in the future or the past. See, when you live in the future, you're anxious. When you live in the past, you're depressed. The only moment is the eternal now. God is the God of the eternal now. And right now, all God is calling you to do is to listen, to receive, to love God, to be attentive to him. And that's what he's calling you to do in the next moment. But when we live in this place where we're not living in the past or future, we're just living in the present moment with God, it opens the floodgates of heaven so that we can have the grace to hear his voice. That we can have the grace to hear his voice. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, not only the word of God in the Bible, but the rhema word, the spoken word of God from heaven to you for your circumstances, ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. See, we talk about evangelism and these gifts, but the truth is, in the kingdom, there is no striving. There is just abiding. We act out of who we are, right? We act out of who we are. So if we haven't received the impartation of God's love and God's intimacy and his grace, then evangelism becomes like an act of striving, which is good. We still want to push past ourselves. But when you become fire because you live your life in the presence of God, that you are attentive to Jesus every moment of the day, that your imagination, your heart, your whole being is fixed on Jesus, you become fire and it just flows out of you like a river. That when you go into a place and, you know, when you go into a place and you see someone, you begin to just speak and God begins to prophesy through you because the fire of God is burning and the love of God for that person is in your heart. And you cannot do anything but to relay the heart of the Father to them, to relay the word of God. And so often the Lord will tell us one simple thing and we say, well, Lord, that's not enough. Maybe it's just Jesus, he sees you and he loves you. But as you say that first thing, the God will start to speak through you and he'll begin to give you the words. But we need to move with the little faith. We start with the faith of a mustard seed. I remember my journey in the prophetic is I've been to all these prophetic conferences and I experienced the power of the prophetic word over my life, revealing the heart of God to me and the plans. But I never really gave a prophetic word. And I was in Salem getting a haircut at the barbershop. And I had an image in my mind. It was just like an image in my imagination. that said free, a sign, free prophetic readings. And I was going in front of the psychic shops, which there was hundreds of thousands of people lying down the street. And I would stand in front of the psychic shops, and I would cut the people off before they went to see the witch doctor or the psychic in Salem. And, you know, I moved in faith. I called Father Tom. It's very important to have spiritual authority. And I said, Father, this is what the Lord showed me. Should I do it? Father was so excited. He said, go, Anthony, go. So I went to CVS. See, God gives us the grace, but we got to correspond with the grace. I made the little sign. I went. I just walked till I found the psychic shop that felt right. I stood in front of there. And people started to crowd me. They said, free? Because here's the truth. The devil never gives you anything for free. But the gift of God is always free, and it's eternal life. And as people asked, are you a psychic? I said, we're going to see what God has to say. And although I had never encountered prophetic in me, it's a mustard seed of faith. And as people came to me, I began to pray in tongues. Mosa namarana masinteva, ora namasama re namasinko, rase rase basova. And it wasn't even image. The Lord just started to speak through me. And like in the quote in the Bible with the unbelievers, I started to hit the mark. If an unbeliever comes and the secrets of his heart are disclosed, and so falling on his face, he will worship God and declare that God is really among you. And as the people, the Holy Spirit overcame them. They were weeping in the power of God. They asked me, how did you know this happened when I was a child, that this was my heart's desires? I would tell them, I had no idea. But Jesus sent me out here for you. And our angels lined us up. And I just asked the Lord Jesus Christ what his plans for your life was, because Jesus is God. You are searching for Jesus. You just don't know this. And Jesus today wants you to give him your life. And we're going to ask Jesus to come and be the Lord and Savior of your life so that you can be saved and given a new life today. And in Salem, among all the witchcraft and all the occult, and people started giving their life to Jesus, being filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit and going from death to life. But you see, if I didn't have the mustard seed of faith, if God gave me that image and I said it's just for me and I didn't move, nothing would have happened. See, God wants to inspire us, which is something little. And as we correspond with the little, he gives us more. So then I had to God, I started moving in the prophetic, but this spiritual realm in God is about stewardship, everything. So as God gives you a little gift, as you steward it well, he gives you more. And as you steward it well, he gives you more. As you steward it well, he gives you more. You know, that goes for finances. If your finances need to increase, ask the Lord, am I stewarding well what I already have? That goes for healing. Am I stewarding well the gift of healing? Am I laying hands on the sick so that they can be healed? Right? It is that stewardship is the highest order in the kingdom of God. As you become, when God can trust you with little, he can trust you with much. If we are unfaithful with little, we will be unfaithful with much. God cannot give us more than we are able, ready to receive. And when God gives us a little bit and we steward it well, what we need is our soul to be stretched to contain the more that God wants to give us. In heaven, everyone is perfectly happy because their cup is completely full. But there are some people with larger cups, which is more filled with God. And what is it dependent on? How closely they adhered to God's will upon this earth. To God's will upon this earth. Because Jesus said, if you love me, you will follow my command. Love is an action verb. It's not only the Ten Commandments, but it is the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. That as the Lord tells you to move, you move with the Spirit. And then pretty soon you become the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is in all of us through baptism. But the real question is, how much is the Holy Spirit in you, right? Because anywhere that is filled with yourself, the Spirit of God cannot reign. And God wants to rule and reign in your soul so that he can use you to rule and reign upon this earth. So I'm going to just pray that the grace of God that is being released upon this conference will be released upon you now. Because in the spiritual realm, there is no space or time. In the spiritual realm, you are sitting next to me in the gazebo. You are in the auditorium with Father Tom. So just believe and receive. O Roma Santo. Santo Roma. Father, in the last days, you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Lord, just begin to speak through your people today. Let the prophetic flow come from heaven and flow into your people. Jesus, give them the mind of Christ. Father, give them the power of the Father, that they will be emboldened to lay hands on the sick, to cast out demons, that they will live in divine intimacy with you today, Lord. That, Holy Spirit, you will begin to fill them to overflow. So they live off the overflow. No longer will your cup be empty because you are pouring out upon everyone else and you have nothing left for yourself. You are going to get under the faucet of heaven and the new wine is going to pour into your cup in such a vast capacity that everywhere you go, it will be overflowing from you on to everyone else. So, Father, release the glory. Release the fire. And Jesus, today, encounter them like you never have before. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.